Yeah, it sounds like you were incredibly, like you said, career-minded, very motivated through all of this. I'm wondering, since the junior executive program recruited out of colleges and it included women, I'm sure especially in the 1950s there were expectations that some women would get married and start having families. What was it like for you, especially since you said that you had your son pretty shortly after starting the program? What was your experience?
Well, it was a crapshoot. If I wasn't going to find a suitable person to take care of my son, then I wasn't going to go back to work. But fortunately for me, I found a wonderful person to take care of my son. We took him to her house. Her name was Virginia Parmar. You may or may not know the name, but she had four sons herself. And one of them was John Parmar, who became a famous artist. And his work is in the Dallas Museum of Art. I didn't know him as an artist at the time, and he wasn't an artist at the time. But Virginia, her house was on the way to downtown Dallas. Our offices were all in downtown Dallas. You know where El Centro is right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's where Sanger Brothers was.
Mm.
That's where Mo and I officed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where the courthouse is, across the street from the courthouse, is Price Dettinger, the name of the store. That's where we moved to. That's where A. Harris was. Sanger Brothers bought A. Harris. It became Sanger Harris. And that's where our offices moved to. And that's where we officed for a long, long time in downtown Dallas.
And So you were officing in the same building as the department store then?
Yeah. We officed in the store.
Mm-hmm.